I think we must commend this government. But as it is with most laws that we have in this country, I think the implementation is what is going to determine whether it's a good law or not. Yes, I think there's provision in the law about, maybe a simple majority in parliament and so on. But I think if this office is going to really serve the true purpose, I think parliament, through maybe informal kind of processes, must find a way to ensure that I think all sides are comfortable with the person that is going to be appointed. It should be the case, some consultation. Because look, the president is appointing authority. But as it is in most advanced countries, look, in this country, let's look at our very recent history. We've had in the past public, but public officials that have, security of tenure and so on. But we've had instances when the parties in power have found a way. And this is very sad because, both parties in this country are guilty of that.
Yeah.
And that thing must stop. And if we don't, deal with this properly, if by any chance MPP suffers any misfortune and is out of power, I can tell you, especially because of, if you listen to the minority leader on the last day of parliament, he spoke about this and he said they are going to seek, a review and so on. So this is a time that we need all stakeholders on board so that maybe the rest of the processes, particularly the implementation, will be done in such a way that at least all of us have a stake.
The program manager, the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mary Ada, called for transparency in the appointment process.
Some of the things in the bill which are great and we believe would help us as a country if we are truly willing to fight corruption is the tenure thing. Mm. It runs across government. So there is a sort of security because it's a 7-year mandate for anybody. Yes, the appointment should be accepted by all. Unfortunately, the president would definitely have to endorse because it is the AG who is appointed and the president would have to endorse that appointment. That's in the processes of the bill making and when it went to parliament, we made recommendations that it should be a different process, but that was not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Parliamentarians in the committee and also in the House agreed that the appointment should be differently. Done. We thought that if we had a process where we have a super majority of parliament appointing that person, then there wouldn't be the issue of...
It's a very laudable initiative.
We pick the person will be picked. But what is good is the person has 7 years. And so the person can show us their true neutrality through that process. The other thing we thought was good about the law is the person has to investigate as well as prosecute. And in the scheme of things as they stand now, we know it is the investigative agencies who do investigations and send the dockets to the AG for prosecution. And so for this office to have both, it's a good thing.
A governance expert, Professor Balfour Ajimandua, called for broad consultations in the appointment, adding that the tenure of the special prosecutor must transcend government.
I was pleased when in signing the act, the president made a statement that this is going to be used to control corruption among public officers or public officials. That's very important because prior to this, the commentary by most of the ruling party's big people have created the impression that this bill or this law was being made for NDC corrupt officials. And that was very bad because that brought partisanship. Anything that is national in nature, the politics of it makes it partisan. And that has not been good for us.
Mm.
So I think the extent of consultations, making sure all key stakeholders are involved, and particularly with regard to the appointment of the chief prosecutor, we've got to be very, very careful that there should be a private consultations amongst all these parties. Well, of course, the two key parties, but also some of these so-called political parties, the small ones. Mm. But more importantly, other key stakeholders in civil society and all that. Mm. We have to build a consensus around the person so that once the person is appointed, we are not going to see a spectacle of that will be so discordant that the person before he or she is appointed, the person may have lost credibility. That, I think, for me, is the key issue. Now that is law.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which reviewed some policy initiatives by the government.